New regulations meant to promote social stability in Shanxi province could mean trouble for Chinese lawyers. The Shanxi Bar Association recently created a working group to deal with persons of interest, a euphemism for the renegade human rights lawyers subject to government scrutiny. Attorneys say the new rules unfairly limit lawyers' independence. The Working Group for Maintaining Social Stability is led by several Bar Association higher-ups, including Association President Zhao Liming, according to a document obtained by Caixin. Lawyers and law firms in Shanxi Province should report all large-scale, sensitive, or societally significant cases to the Working Group, a Bar Association statement said. Such cases include those that involve national security, terrorism or organized crime, major bribery and corruption, or any issues that may have a serious impact on the social order, according to an earlier announcement by the Bar Association. The new regulations also urge the creation of a system for managing and educating persons of interest. A politics and law professor, who asked to remain anonymous due to the sensitivity of the matter, told Caixin the term is usually used in reference to human rights lawyers and lawyers and litigants involved in politically sensitive cases. Several others told Caixin that the main function of Chinese bar associations is protecting the independence of the legal profession. They called the Shanxi Bar Association's push toward social stability an inappropriate overreach of power. The Chinese legal system is jointly led by government justice departments and bar associations. Formally, the government is responsible for supervision, while the bar association is responsible for maintaining professionalism and self-regulation in the legal field. But the anonymous law professor told Caixin that in many provinces, the line between the two organizations has blurred so much that justice departments and bar associations often share members. Thus, when the government decides to shift focus to societal order, bar association leaders often follow suit. Government suspicion of lawyers is nothing new in China. Last September, a group led by President Xi Jinping released a document acknowledging the plight of lawyers. But in Shanxi province and elsewhere, Chinese lawyers worried about losing their freedom remain on high alert. How can lawyers practice effectively with this hanging over their heads? One lawyer said.